It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. The first of three public hearings was held today at the University of Iowa in advance of a comprehensive efficiency review by the Iowa Board of Regents. The review is expected to generate $15 to $25 million in savings. We talked with Regents President Bruce Rastetter yesterday and asked about why they're looking at efficiency at the universities.
A system-wide review of this type is critical to make sure that we don't have program creep across the three universities, that we aren't having duplication continue to happen, but more importantly, that we take the dollars where they're being where there's dollars potentially being wasted and reinvest them in the universities.
Regents President Bruce Rastetter joining me now to tell us what happened at today's public hearing. Iowa Public Radio's Dean Borg. Hi, Dean.
Hello, Ben.
So how well-attended hearing?
It was. I didn't think so. It was going to be at first. I was there a few minutes early to set up recording equipment, and I personally counted. I wanted to get the – and it was about 100 at that time in the campus building, Phillips Hall Auditorium. But – people kept coming at the last minute, and I would say that nearly every seat was full, Ben, and I would guess around 200 people.
What kind of input did people who showed up have to give to the this efficiency review?
Well, first of all, what was the makeup of that crowd? I was interested. I did not see many undergraduate students. May have been some graduate students. They tend to be more adult and older. But mostly, and this, Ben, gets to, I think, the theme. I think there was an underlying theme that I saw today, jobs.
These are faculty who showed
yes,
up.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Faculty and staff people.
So what was the nature of their input?
Well, they were asking questions such as, and these were written questions. This wasn't an oral give and take, written questions submitted on cards. Concern voiced about academic programs such as the fine arts and English was specifically mentioned that don't necessarily show monetary returns. How are they going to be judged? Mm-hmm. And also duplication among the three state universities. How is that going to be addressed? And how will you get to know the universities? This is a question to Deloitte, the consultants. How are you going to get to know the university's cultures and really know things in such a short period of time? Well, one of the Deloitte consultants said that she has, and this was a lady, Virginia Frazier, who is the Deloitte project manager for this project, said, I have 200 interviews here next week.
Hmm. I know the involvement of this firm, Deloitte, is controversial. What are people, some people protesting about that?
Well, there's a cost here. It's $2.5 million, nearly $2.5 million, for the first two phases of this study, and the first two phases will be complete by this fall. So you know it's going to be very quick. And then comes the third phase. And Deloitte isn't necessarily going to be awarded the contract for that. I would think they're certainly going to be a competitor. But that is the implementation phase of all that they found and recommended. How is it going to get done?
So $2.5 million to find out how the universities did I quote that wrong?
No. For the first $2.5 million for the first two phases.
For the first two phases to find out how the universities can be leaner. In their operation, become
yes.
more efficient. Let's go back to a little bit more tape we have from President Rastetter, the president of the Regents. We asked him about whether input from the public hearings, such as this one, would inform the decisions they would be making as a result of this review. This is what he had to say. Have a listen.
No, I think what it means is that we're going to kick it off in a town hall style way. We're going to describe how the process will work. And then Deloitte will frankly go to work, do the heavy lifting, and working, as I mentioned, on that bottom-up approach of getting all the numbers in each area. And I think, as you are aware, that you know we've clearly said that there is nothing that's off the table. And I think that's important. So it's going to include athletics, academics, administration, and non-core assets that aren't central to the mission in terms of looking at those. So we'll just let the numbers come about, but this is the start of the process. So we wanted to make sure that people were aware of that.
And President Rastetter also saying in the hearing this morning that the financing of the state universities at status quo is unsustainable if public universities are to maintain high quality. And then Larry McKibben, who is actually the Regents Committee person in charge of the efficiency study, he said, "I'm not going to be part of a study that fails." President Rastetter also saying chances are at getting sufficient appropriations are pretty good now in the state legislature for a second consecutive year of tuition freeze for in-state students. But that can't be sustained if our goal is to reduce student debt and also to show legislators that we are being efficient.
Mm-hmm. Dean, you've reported on these things. We have the wealth of your wisdom in reporting on Regents matters, state matters, for many decades. What do you see as happening next? What typically happens after this kind of review?
Well, back in the 1980s, there was a very controversial review at that time. And in fact, the question was asked this morning, why do we go every 20 years and have one of these reviews? Shouldn't we be having an ongoing review by the universities themselves? And the answer to that was, well, the universities do undertake reviews all the time at becoming efficient. But now we need to take a comprehensive look at the whole university system and see where, and this was a theme too on the part of the respondents this morning, the questions, we would need to see how we can collaborate more among the campuses now. So I think that you're going to see recommendations that say, how can Iowa State, UNI, and the University of Iowa be more collaborative?
Sort of efficiencies through merging perhaps departments or services?
Well, that's a fear. That's a fear because there comes the job preservation.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Dean, talk a little bit more about the politics of this process, please.
Well, the person that I mentioned, Larry McKibben, is a former state legislator himself, spent more than 20 years in the state legislature. And I asked him, is this really to show the legislature that you're serious about being efficient so that they will be consistently appropriating more money to the universities?
Would I, as a senator, have appreciated that? You bet. I spent 12 years in the Senate, and every single session that I was in the Senate, it was brought up. What are the universities doing to look at their cost of production, their cost of operations? Every single year we brought that up in caucus. People talked about it on the floor. I think this is part of our mission as regents to do our due diligence and to be cost effective. And when the legislature sees that and when the citizens of the state of Iowa see that, we'll all win.
Regent McKibben there. Iowa Public Radio's Dean Borg, thank you for coming in. The next public hearing will be held Tuesday at 10 a.m. at Iowa State University.